does happen to be April Fool's Day. It's a day that's commonly known for playing tricks on one another. Then you have the pleasure of saying April Fool's. So I thought that this would be a good Sunday to preach on the characteristics of a fool. You know what the word fool means? The word fool means a person lacking judgment and prudence. A person lacking judgment and prudence. Did you know that in the King James Bible that the word fool, fools, foolish, some form of the word fool, shows up right at 200 times in your Bible. Almost 200 times. The Bible has a lot to say about fools. Now, we're told that we're not to call somebody a fool. Jesus addressed the seriousness of that in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 22. It's a serious insult to be called a fool. I don't know of anybody in here this morning that wants to be called a fool. But I want you to know something. Paul the Apostle called people under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost fools. Jesus Christ calls people fools. God called some people fools. And I want you to know something. I'm not calling anybody this morning a fool, but the Bible will. Amen? And it's one thing if somebody else calls you a fool, but if God says you're a fool, or if God says you're acting foolish, then we are. Amen. You might as well, it's just getting started. You don't need to tune me out now. I want to tell you two things for sure about fools. First of all, if we were to be honest, all of us in here, me and you, all of us, have played the fool. Titus 3:3, when Paul is talking, he says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish." We have all acted foolishly. We have all been fools at times in our life. And then again, I'll tell you something else about that. God doesn't care for fools. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 4, the Bible says, "For he hath no pleasure in fools." That's what God says. Now, I am by no means going to be able to cover all that the Bible says about fools this morning and tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to divide this message up. I'm going to begin preaching it this morning. I'm going to finish it tonight before the baptism. But I want to cover what I think is important for us to understand. And my prayer is that God's going to help us this morning not to be a fool. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to act like a fool. I don't care what other people may say or think about me. They might be right. They might be wrong. But if there's a God up in heaven, and he's sitting up there up in heaven on his throne, and he's looking down and saying, "Dennis Knowles is acting like a fool," then he's right. And I'm the one that's acting like a fool, and I don't want to do that. Now, we're going to find out who God says is a fool. We're going to look at about three or four references this morning, and then we'll finish it up tonight. So first of all, let's take our Bibles, turn to Psalm chapter 14, and let's stand in honor of the reading of God's Word this morning. Psalm chapter 14, verse number 1. We're going to look at the first, and by the way, most of the time, most of the fools that we're going to cover, and most of the fools that you'll find listed in the Bible, are in the book of Proverbs. Read the book of Proverbs. That's a book about wisdom. That's a book about everyday living. And God will tell you and show you more fools in the book of Proverbs than he will any other book in the Bible. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 14, verse number 1. Let's stand as we're going to read our first verse of this morning. And then I'd like for Brother Steve Dowdy, if you would, to pray that God bless the message this morning. Psalm chapter 14, verse number 1. Psalm chapter 14, verse number 1. The Bible says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Yes. Yes. Amen. God help us. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. All right, the first fool I want to look at in the Bible is a fellow that denies the existence of God. A fellow says he is no God. And we call them atheists. An atheist says there is no God. There are some people that call themselves agnostics. And that just means, well, they say, well, you can't really know for sure. They might be a God, might not be. You can't know for sure. So since you can't know for sure, and truth is relative and all that philosophical mumbo jumbo, then there ain't no God, and that's how they look at it. Now, we get a lot of this stuff nowadays in our public schools and in our colleges, this theory of evolution. Now, let me just tell you something. Evolution is a hoax. Evolution is a joke. Evolution is scientifically unproven. Now, if you want to say your relatives are monkeys, you go ahead. Men don't come from monkeys. Now, I've seen some folks that look like monkeys, and they act like monkeys, but they don't come from monkeys. I mean, listen, it takes a lot of faith to believe in evolution. People talk about, well, you believe in a God that you've never seen, and all the faith that it takes, that you have to believe that there's a God up there in heaven that you've never seen. Well, let me tell you what kind of faith it takes to believe in evolution. Yeah, you go back and you said there was this big explosion that came out of nothing. There was just vast nothingness there, and this big explosion happened, and then an amoeba, a single cell organism, came out, and then out of this slime crawled a frog from it, and then the frog turned into, he grew a tail and became a monkey, and then the monkey turned into a caveman, and you know, he started walking erect, and now you got us. All that out of nothing. You know what I read one time? It says, the chance of viable proteins forming from a polypeptide chain of amino acids by pure accident is 1 out of 10 to the 34,000th power. Do you know what kind of chance that was of happening? Zero. And you're telling me that I'm some kind of idiot because I believe in Genesis 1:1 that God created the heavens and the earth. That God made everything. Listen, you've got to have way more faith and way more to believe evolution and Darwinism than you ever do to have to believe the King James Bible. But some people do. And what you got is you got college professors. They're educated beyond their intelligence and they think they know everything. Listen, this stuff goes against scientific data and science. It's never been proven. What about cause and effect? For every effect, there is a cause. So the big explosion started. They don't know where it came from or nothing started. Just everything just started happening on its own. There has to be a cause to have an effect. If I've got a black eye, somebody's fist has dotted it. Amen. That's right. There's a cause and an effect. And what these smart college professors are trying to teach you. And by the way, they're trying to teach your young people that are going there. Your children, your grandchildren. They're doing it in public schools. Many of the science teachers in the public schools are teaching evolution and believing that. They're trying to tell you that nothing was there. It was just vast darkness. And all of a sudden, something spontaneously happened. And here we are, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years later. Now, if you want to believe that junk, you go right ahead. But the Bible says that the fool says that there is no God. The fool says that there is no God. Listen to me. The fool says that there is no God. It is much easier to believe that we got a God in heaven that created all this. You don't have to have near the faith you do to believe that scientific mumbo jumbo junk. And you know what the Bible says? I don't care how many PhDs you got. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many college classes you taught. I don't care how many degrees are behind your name or what your IQ is. That Bible says that if you don't believe there's a God and you don't believe God created everything, you are a fool. That's exactly right. But you know what the problem is? Let me tell you what the problem is. The problem isn't an intellectual problem. The problem isn't a thing of studying and getting scientific data and facts and figuring the thing all out. The problem isn't that, hey, if you were smart as me and you were as educated as I am, then you'd know that there ain't no such a thing as a God. That's not the problem. The problem is not a problem of intelligence. It's a spiritual problem. Notice what he said there in Psalm 14:1. He said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Then he describes these people. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Listen, if you don't believe in God, it's not a head problem. It's a heart problem. And I tell you why these folks that are so smart and so intellectual stand up and try to teach you and make you believe. And they really believe there is no God because they know deep down in their soul, deep down in their heart, if they stand up and admit to it that yes, there is a God. Yes, there is a God that created us. Yes, there is a God of the universe. Then they also have to admit that I one day will have to answer to that God. And they don't want to answer to God. So it's sort of like out of sight, out of mind. Hey, I deny the existence of God. I deny the reality of God. And if I don't believe there's a God, then I don't have to stand before Him one day. They're fools. Whether you believe in there's a God or not, you will stand before Him one day. Whether you believe one word of this Bible or not makes no difference. It's still the Word of God. It's still true from cover to cover. Ever bit of it. The problem isn't a problem of intelligence. It's a heart problem. And folks don't want to believe in God. Because if you believe in God, then you've got to answer to God. And that's what the problem is. Thank you, brother. That is exactly what the problem is. Over there in Luke chapter 24, take your Bible and turn there. I want to show you something. Did Jesus ever say anybody was foolish? Did Jesus ever talk about anybody being foolish? Well, let's see. This is after His resurrection. He's talking to the people that show up. Verse number 24. Luke 24:24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it, even so as they, the woman has said, but Him they saw not. Verse number 25. Notice what Jesus says to them. Then He said unto them, O fools. Jesus called them fools. And slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? When you're slow of heart to believe, that Bible says you're a fool. That Bible says a fool said in his heart, there is no God. That Bible says it's a foolish person that won't. Well, I know the preacher read that out of the Bible. And I know he preached that, but that's just that preacher's opinion. Let me tell you something. If I get up here and tell you something that's just my opinion, I don't give a rip if you do it or not. I don't care if you believe it or not. You don't have to answer to it for not. I'm just a man just like you are. But if I read it straight out of this Bible and I say, thus saith the Lord, and God says it right out of this Bible, you cannot dismiss it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot get by it. And if you don't believe it, the Bible says you're foolish. You're acting like a fool. Yeah, well, that's just old-fashioned. And that thing was written for 2,000 years ago, and it's not applicable for today. And my life, I just don't know about that. I don't know if I believe everything. And all the new scholars have said it's got errors in it. And we don't know if it's reliable or not. And we don't know if it's all true. And it may have errors in it. Blah, 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 blah. That's a fool speaking. It's a fool speaking. And your problem isn't an intellectual problem. Your problem isn't that you're so smart you see right through the fairy tales and us dumb rednecks don't. Your problem is a heart problem. You're wicked as hell in your heart and you don't want to believe the Word of God and you don't want to believe what God says to you. That's the problem. Amen. You need to ask God to help you. Over in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22, it goes through there. And that thing talks about how that all men are going to be without excuse. And I've heard people talk to me and say, well, what about these tribes out in the middle of the jungles? out of nowhere where they never heard the gospel. If they never heard the gospel, they're going to go to hell. Yes, they are. That Bible says every one of them are. He said, that don't seem fair. Yes, it is fair. Because that Bible says that they've seen nature and they've seen enough around them and they've had something in their conscience to know that there is a God. And that Bible actually says, if you'll read that over there sometime, no one wants you to read it now, but Romans 1, 18 through 22, that Bible says that they're without excuse. They're without excuse because they know that there's something higher than them. How is it that these jungles that's never had the Bible, never had anybody tell them about Jesus Christ, these tribes in the jungle, they still will say if you murder somebody unjustly, it's wrong. Or if you take another man's wife, they'll kill you. And they have some kind of moral law among themselves. How is it they know that? They know that because there's something that's supernatural been shown to them through nature and in their conscience, I believe. And they know that there's a God. But they choose not to. Listen, nobody is going to die without and have an excuse to say, well, I just didn't know, and I just didn't have enough information, and it just didn't make sense to me, and I just know. Your problem is your heart's not right. If you will get your heart right with God and say, God, if you are real and you are there, show me your truth. Show me yourself. I'm willing to submit to you. I want to learn from your Bible. God will show himself to you. He will show himself to you. But if you've got a heart problem, your best way is to say, there ain't no God. There ain't no heaven. There ain't no hell. That book's just a book of fairy tales. There ain't no judgment. When I die, I'm going to be like that old dog out there. When that dog dies, he's dead. We dig a hole, put him in the ground. He don't know nothing. That's exactly the way I'm going to be. You're a fool. You're a fool. You're a fool. The moment you draw your last breath, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. You can deny it. You can say, well, science say this. And I saw on the Discovery Channel, and they had a little thing on public TV the other night, and the History Channel came out with this thing about Jesus Christ. Well, he did this and he did that. You listen to all that blasphemous mess. Let it mess up your mind. You go ahead and believe what you want. Write whatever papers you want. Listen, Charles Darwin's dead, been dead many years, and he knows right now there's a God. He knows there's a God. And you're going to know there's a God, and you're going to know there's a God, and you're going to know there's a God. And you and me, we're all going to know it. I know it now, but we will for sure know it one day. And if you don't know there's a God and don't believe there's a God and don't believe His Bible and you're slow to believe what He tells you to believe, it's not because you're so smart, you're so advanced, and we're just trying to catch up with your knowledge. It's because you're wicked in your heart. I think we whipped that dog enough. Let's go to another point. Proverbs 10. Just going to get gooder and gooder, folks. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 18. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 18. You know what that Bible says in Proverbs 10:18? It says, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, here it goes, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. I hope we don't have a church full of fools. Number two, fools slander people. The Bible says if you slander folks, you're a fool. Now, what is slander? I'm glad you asked. Slander is the utterance of a false charge or misrepresentation which defames or damages another's reputation. I've heard folks make this excuse. Well, preacher, I thought it was right. The person that told me was a reliable source. You're a fool. You're full of the devil. You just run in your mouth about junk. What about if it's true? Is it still? Let me tell you something. You want me to tell everybody everything I know about you? And then use the excuse, well, it's true. Well, it's true. Listen, there's a bunch of true things about me I don't want known. And you don't want them known. Don't make an excuse, well, you know, a reliable source said. Let me tell you about those reliable sources. They're not reliable. And those reliable sources, some of you burn up the phone lines and you get in there and you get your gossip and you slander and you spread it on everybody else. Let me tell you something, my friend. When you're not in the crowd, they're talking about you. That bunch of backbiting, gossiping, slandering bunch of folks, when you're not around, they got your number. But the Bible says you're a fool. The Bible says you are a fool if you engage in that activity. Just going out, just saying things, just to purposely hurt somebody's reputation. Purposely. And listen, it's a funny thing. When I was living for the devil and didn't care about God and didn't care about nobody but myself, if anybody lied on me, Brother Steve, I don't remember him. But when I surrendered to the ministry and tried to do right, try to serve the Lord, try to live for God, the line starts. You wouldn't believe the things that people have told on me. I've been married 3 times. Did you know that? I want to see my other 2 wives. Maybe I can get some alimony out of them. Oh, yeah, man. You've been married 3 times. You this church, you know, I was leading this church in burning Bibles. All kind of stuff. So-and-so said, I've said this, I've done that. You said you didn't. You said one time when you were, this was at another church when I was preaching, I heard you say, a preacher, you said you didn't want nobody coming to you and asking you to pray for them. Oh, yeah, all kind of stuff. Lying about me, spreading rumors, slander. Problem is, some of you do the same thing. I said, the problem is, some of you do the same thing. I said, the problem is, some of you, you run your mouth and you spread junk and lie. And some of you purposely and maliciously trying to assassinate other people's reputation and character. Because you're jealous or you're mad or they did something to you or whatever. You're wicked as hell. I don't care who you are. You ain't going to talk to me like that, preacher. Well, get up and leave. This is America. It's a free country. Help yourself. Go. If you purposely try to run somebody down and talk bad about them, you've got a bad spiritual problem. And you know what the Lord Jesus Christ, what God says about you? He says, you're a fool. And that Bible says that God has no pleasure in fools. All right, I want to look at least one more this morning. Proverbs 14:9. All right, a fool is a fellow that says there is no God. He denies the existence of God. Number 2, a fool is a fellow that slanders people. And number 3, a fool is somebody that makes a mock and makes fun of sin. Proverbs 14:9. The Bible says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Fools make a mock at sin. We wouldn't have anybody in here like that, would we, any teenagers? Any grown folks? You make a mocking laugh at sin. Laugh and giggle at your party while you drink your beer and smoke your pot. Oh, it's going to get quiet in here now. Brother, when I stick the knife in, I dig it, gouge it in there, and maybe I can get some guts, some intestine, and some liver, and pull it out with a little bit of lung on it. Yeah, you go to your party. Ha, ha, ha. Boy, this is fun. We're smoking pot, drinking our beer. We're having a good time. Look at the ladies. Wow, boy. We're having a good time. Yeah, they don't show you on down the road. 20 years old, look like he's 60. Can't keep a job. Been married 5 or 6 times. Your family won't talk to you. Nobody will talk to you. Nobody will have nothing to do with you. You ain't got two pennies to rub together. Fools make a mock of sin. And let me just tell you something. You mock sin, one day it's going to turn around and mock you. Oh, yeah, tell you dirty jokes at the card table. Ha, 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 ha. That's funny. Let's make fun of vulgarness. Yes, are we pulling out some liver now? Oh, yeah, I've heard it all. These people say they have these little sayings in the world that we think so funny. Some of you put that junk on the back of your car, bumper stickers. Sin now, repent later. Yeah, you just go ahead. How do you know you're going to get to repent? I'll sleep when I'm dead. No, you won't. No, you won't. You'll be more awake than you've ever been in your life. Whether it's bowing down at the feet of Jesus Christ or squirming and screaming and crying out in the flames of hell, you won't sleep when you're dead, you fool. You won't sleep when you're dead. I'm going to party in hell. Is that right? You ever read what the Bible says about hell? Yeah, me and all my buddies are going to get down there and have a party. You ain't going to be able to see your buddies. The Bible says you're going to be in outer darkness. It's going to be dark, and there's going to be demons around you and things biting you and laughing at you and clawing at you, and the flames are going to be burning you, and you're going to be screaming and crying for help, and no help's coming and no water's coming and no relief's coming. You're just going to burn and be tortured forever and ever. You talk about a party in hell, you're a fool. Ain't no party in hell. Only the good die young. Live like hell and you'll live forever. That's people making a mock of sin. I know this preacher one time. He was actually an evangelist. I want you teenagers to listen to this. He'd come to this church year after year, and he came one time and he was preaching to the youth and talking about being chaste and saving yourself as a virgin. Nothing wrong with that. That's right. So you get married. I know that's foreign to everybody in here. It's still Bible. Said way back there on the back row, there were some teenage girls just giggling and laughing at him and making fun of him the whole time he was preaching. Well, the next year he came back to the church to preach again. One of those teenage girls, about 15, came up the aisle. After he got closed the message, had tears in her eyes. She came up to that evangelist and said, "Do you remember me?" He said, "Yeah. Yeah, I do remember you." He said, "You was one of them little hussies that sat back there last year and mocked and made fun of me the whole time I preached." About 15 years old now, she bowed her head. She said, "Yes, preacher." And the tears began to flow. And what had happened was, she got pregnant that young to a scum bucket. There ain't nowhere around no more. He's got what he wanted. He's left her. She's back there. And you know what that evangelist said? He said, that little girl looked up at him and said, "Preacher, I just wanted to come up here and tell you something tonight." Listen to me, teenagers. Listen. She said, "I just want to come up here and tell you tonight, preacher. It ain't funny anymore. It ain't funny anymore. You go on out and you ha-ha and you mock and you make fun of sin. The worst problems I've ever suffered in my body and in my personal life is from sins that I've committed." Amen. Ain't nothing funny about it. And oh, by the way, he who laughs last laughs the hardest. You know who's going to get the last laugh? God is. That Bible says that God, one day, those that mock a sin and don't want to listen to God, that Bible says that one day God's going to mock you. God's going to make fun of you. You say, "I don't believe it." Read it. Read it. Proverbs 1:26. I don't believe God, a loving God would ever do that. Don't take my word for it. Take your King James Bible when you get a chance and read Proverbs chapter 1, verse 26, that God is going to look at some people, and when they're crying out for mercy and they're crying out for help, He's going to mock them. He's going to make fun of them. He said, "Because when I wanted to help you, you mocked me. You made fun of me. You didn't want to have me. Now I'm not going to have nothing to do with you." When you die, listen, God is a merciful, loving God. And He'll save anybody here today. He'll help anybody here today. I don't care how bad you've been, and I've been pretty bad, some of you have. We're living testimonies that God will save a bad man. But listen, listen. Once you die, the mercy's over. The grace is. Right now, you have a God of mercy and grace and love and compassion. When you draw your last breath, He'll be a God of judgment. He'll be a God of judgment. Are you so much of a fool that you'll sit back and mock and laugh and make fun of sin? Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you, young person and older person. And some of us older people can testify to it. There's going to come a day when you're going to say, "Preacher, it ain't funny no more. It ain't funny no more." Every head bow and eye closed. Every head bow and eye closed. Even now, right now.